attempt in the House of Lords today to overturn new medical licensing rules that allow homeopathic products to make health claims that are unproven. The new laws introduced by the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Authority, the MHRA, came into effect on the 1st of September. Lord Dick Tavern, the chairman of the charity Sense About Science, has arranged for this debate today. He joins us in the studio now, as does Imogen Spencer, who's from the Society of Homeopaths. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Dick Tavern, let's make it clear, you've got this debate going today, but you're not actually going to be able to get the new legislation annulled, are you?
No, it's very unusual to force a vote, but we do hope that in the light of the enormous outcry there's been by nearly every single leading medical establishment and scientific establishment, this is a complete reversal of history of proving efficacy by scientific evidence. Because of the outcry, we hope the government will in fact withdraw this regulation.
You've been collating all that information from, what, 12 of the leading medical and scientific institutes?
Oh yes, masses of them. I mean, and also that includes, for example, the Biosciences Federation, which speaks for numerous medical bodies and scientific bodies, biology bodies.
Imogen Spencer, you must be concerned from the homeopathic viewpoint that there is this outcry against the change.
Well, I do feel that it's extremely unlikely to go through for a start. I mean, once a legislation has come in, for good reasons, there's no reason why it should be turned around. Labelling has key benefits, meaning improved patient information and greater consumer choice. The public have the right to know what a remedy that they're purchasing is used for, and it saves them having to go off and do their own research.
I agree with that entirely. Of course they've got a right to know what it's effective for. So you've got to prove efficacy. But as any number of bodies pointed out, the MHRA, which is supposed to be concerned with guaranteeing safety and efficacy and providing clear advice, has now allowed the label of something which can't be proved. It's by homeopathic provings. And there is no scientific basis for that. Every time that homeopathic products have been tested independently by double-blind tests, they've been found there's no evidence that they're effective, except as a placebo.
Well, this is one particular type of test we're talking about, which is actually not really appropriate for the type of medicine.
But they don't have to go through the same clinical trials as other medicines, do they? The bar is lower.
Well, that's because homeopathy is one of the safest forms of medicine there is. This is because of its high dilution, which is why people try to say that it must be a placebo. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say there's nothing in it and it must be a placebo, and also try to say that it's dangerous and therefore of any kind of danger to the public.
That's it's danger, but this is we're concerned with efficacy. Now, it could be dangerous if you make false claims, as they did for malaria.
Part of the argument, surely, Dick Tavern, is these medicines aren't going to do any harm.
Oh, well, no, wait a moment. First of all, you get unjustified claims. Recently, we had claims that homeopathy could be effective in preventing malaria. That was withdrawn by the society because it could be very dangerous. People rely on homeopathic remedies, go to a country which has malaria, and catch malaria. And again, if people start relying on homeopathic remedies when they're seriously ill, they could do them a lot of damage in themselves. Of course, there's no danger.
I absolutely have to interject there. We're talking about over-the-counter medicines for self-limiting and minor complaints. This is the same. This is instead of going to get 2 aspirin for, you know, a fever. This is instead of using antihistamines for hay fever. We're talking about stuff that people can buy over the counter. Let's not mix that up with predicting the more serious.
We're also talking about a decision by the medical regulator. Why do you think they made it?
I have no idea. Not single one of them has come forward to defend it. I mean, the chairman, for example, is a member of the he's got a pharmacological training, and the pharmacologists have denounced it completely, say this thing can't work. Now, Imogen has talked about it can't do any harm. Well, that's because it's so diluted. When you get one molecule in what is commonly sort of 10 to the power of 30, which means 30 noughts, a million, 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 well, there's nothing left. So it can only work by miracle or magic. You can't claim there's efficacy there.
Finally,
and it's going back on what has been a history of regulation based on scientific evidence.
I'd like to get my point in here, which is to say we only dilute it because we want to. We don't have to dilute it that much. We dilute it because that's the way in which it's effective. And homeopathic medicine is a very safe form of medicine.
Imogen Spencer and Lord Dick Tavern, many thanks.